Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Yeah, look at that, huh? Oh, those Joey Mac pipes.
Wow.
Joey Mac pipes.
You got like that.
Yeah, we have
the guy from Boston. We all talk up here.
Yeah, we have the Coast 103.5 pipes. The
Welcome Jill. Back to 98.7 The Coyote. Oh, Joey McIntyre in studio.
Wow.
How many radio DJs have you heard over the years announce you guys? Did you guys ever go in studio? And
Oh, yeah. We still do. I mean, our last record, by the way, these noise-canceling headphones, like, suck the air out of your ear. You can't hear anything. You're like, I'm a little.
Yeah.
What's
I'll
going
do
on?
The old one.
One off.
He's pro. Are they, like, breaking out on you or what?
Yeah. Good. They're too good. You know what I mean? I'm like,
They literally suck the life out of it. That's why we nicknamed them Jennifer. That's my ex-girlfriend's name.
Nice. Wow. Yeah,
too soon?
No.
I moved on, sir.
Yeah.
I'm better for it.
Yeah.
Nice.
Do you want a different pair of headphones? Are they?
No. It's lovely. Lovely. I'm kind of high maintenance, so as you know,
I'm starting to see that, man. You brought your own tonic water. I said I have tonic water. Joey's like, eat a dick, man. I got my own tonic water.
I know. I look like a drunk, but I said, I got three kids, so you know, dude, that drink at the end of the day.
You do not have to tell me, man. Yeah. I have nieces, right? Twin nieces, or four. The closest thing I got to them. But like when I go home in Seattle, and I'll like babysit them for the longest I've done is like a weekend.
Yeah.
But dude, by the end of that first night,
that's
I'm
intense.
Like,
yeah.
Hey, Whiskey, what you up to?
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, my friend.
Yeah.
I love the guy with two nieces that live 1,000 miles away. Are like, hey, guy with three kids in your house constantly. Let me tell you about my pain.
Yeah, I know, right? It's not even close. I know. Yeah.
Hey, guy with AIDS. I got a scab last week, and man, that sucked.
that's a decent comparison.
let me tell you about my pain.
Joe, are they cracking out on you? I'm concerned about the
little,
are they like, no, getting, when we get I'm louder, getting, are they like
no,
breaking out?
Like, not used to expensive headphones, man.
No, I don't believe that statement.
But drink of choice, no. I mean, I don't really have a drink of choice. I got a buddy who lives two blocks away, and he's got a place called the Den of Sin.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
The Den of Sin.
Yeah, they call it the Den of Sin, and it's this old Paul Williams in L.A. Paul Williams is
famous for those composer.
Architect.
Yeah.
You're Paul Williams.
He wrote a few songs.
Yeah,
Paul
Williams.
You're thinking
of John Williams.
No. Yeah, that's right.
Is it breaking
out
in your headphones too? Are you hearing
that? He did. Yeah.
Did he hear you pop it out in your headphones?
Yeah. Did you hear that?
Yeah, mine too. What about yours?
I'm fine.
Okay.
What the fuck's going on with Bose?
Oh well.
No, Paul Williams wrote the Rainbow Connection.
Yeah.
What?
The Muppet Show.
Yeah.
All right.
I like it.
You a Muppet fan?
I like it. Absolutely.
Who was your? Who did you like?
The two
to?
Guys in the balcony.
Yeah,
with him. He just wanted to be there with them. I mean, it was just it wasn't really.
They weren't. They were definitely
I just wanted to be with them. I didn't particularly like them the most, but they had the cool little balcony and they had the best job in the world.
They did. They just got to just shit on the show.
Exactly.
And like giving their two cents. But they you know what's great about that? They weren't a part of the show, yet they we'd always go to them for like feedback.
Yeah.
They were like Twitter before Twitter. You would be like updates from Waldorf and see if he likes the show. And he would give his feedback. You're like, ah, crap, the old men are liking it. But it also gave them a fail safe because they're like, hey, if we do a bit and it sucks,
right,
it's okay. We can still air it, and then we just have these two guys make fun of it.
Exactly.
It's perfect.
Nice.
That's why we have you here. So if we do jokes that just fall on their face, just be
I'm
like,
supposed to be that guy. Those guys.
Yeah, just be like a Boston heckler.
Were they producers? I mean, think about it. They seem like there was sort of like the producers before the producers, like Mel Brooks,
yeah,
kind of
go.
Thing.
Yeah,
okay.
Because it's almost like they wanted the show to fail, but it never did.
Totally.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Yeah, yeah.
But I love that. I mean,
yeah, I mean,
I hate to
smart.
Be like, oh, you know, it's not the same anymore. But
yo,
when you were
Joe,
kids,
it's not. It's not.
When you
dude.
Were kids, yeah. I get you didn't have, you know, the variety and
yeah.
and the options.
Yeah.
But like. That was it, man.
It was incredible.
The
and also, the Muppets aren't as they don't have as much impact as they did, and so like that for one, and a big part of that because no Jim Henson, but like
right.
also it was so I don't know, just new, like the whole like puppets on TV and being
yeah.
like an interacting and the Muppets having like the biggest stars on the planet,
stars.
Like Steve Martin be on them, and like
yeah.
and making people think they were real,
yeah, and you had puppets, whereas nowadays like everything's done with. Animation. So now it,
yeah, exactly.
it was nice.
Pixar's
to see,
the
yeah.
new, you know, which I mean, is which is incredible. But
I tried to you know show it to my son, and I downloaded a couple of movies, and he just wasn't feeling
right.
it.
I showed my nieces Fraggle Rock. They're like, dude, what are you? They're like, you're 30. And
they're like,
me
you
this
can
shit.
See the
like,
strings, Dad.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not that good.
Exactly.
Put on Dora.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What's your yeah? Because I mean, like, you obviously got the go to kid shows.
Yeah, I mean, I got. It's funny because my 2-year-old will watch what the older ones are watching.
Yeah.
So normally, it's like when you have one child, you're very specific about everything.
Right.
And oh, he's like, no, that's not age appropriate. It's like, maybe in 6 months or so,
right,
you know.
Right.
And then, but then, what are you going to do? You can't have three separate TVs or they're
no,
in different
sure.
rooms.
Yeah.
So now the 2-year-old is watching what the 5-year-old watches. So you got to kind of even it out. But, you know, a lot of Disney stuff, I should know.
Don't
Jessie. Jessie is one of them. The main character is Jessie. She's like a chaperone, older teenager.
Sounds
like
the
five,
story to every Nickelodeon
with,
Disney show.
With like five orphans, but they live on Fifth Avenue.
Jesus.
It's, yeah. It's
I feel based like based off of Brad's life.
Yeah,
yeah
right?
Like,
yeah.
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 That was me growing up,
yeah,
man.
Yeah.
I was just an orphan. Nobody wanted. Parents found me at a fire station. It's totally not real. My parents are awesome.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
Man, you're like describing your TV watching habits now like an old Vietnam vet. Like, it's bad, man. Let
yeah.
me tell you what I have to watch. I can watch a crazy Mexican girl with a backpack. And it's not what I'm used to.
Yeah.
Let me tell
day
you.
We had people who put their hands inside of puppets and made them talk.
our guest right now has safely, I think, probably performed in front of more people than any other guest we've ever had on this podcast.
Oh, I think that's
wow.
safe to say.
I think has put more butts in seats than anyone else. Our guest is Joey McIntyre, everyone. We're going to do a little applause for you.
How about that,
I'll
huh?
go with that, yeah. that clap.
Joey Mac.
Thanks,
yeah.
buddy.
Clap for yourself.
If you can't clap for yourself, who can you clap for? You know?
Who said that?
It was actually a
Dora the Explorer said
spin,
that. That's the answer.
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. It was a spin on something. I think it's an old Jewish proverb. If I'm not for myself, then who's going to be for me?
Holy shit.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're feeling kind of guilty about not knowing that now,
I am.
Adam?
I feel like
yeah.
I should have known that.
Yeah.
yeah.
You're being a bad Jew right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be like him singing the lyrics to the Lollipop Guild, and I'm like, where's that from?
Yeah.
Nice.
There are just certain things I have to know.
Yeah.
As a little person, be like, oh, yeah, got it.
Yeah,
I'm good.
Sure.
Nice.
Sure.
Joey McIntyre from, frick, so many things. Where do we start off first? Well, Say What Karaoke, let's
yeah,
be
yeah,
honest.
Let's be honest.
Nice,
that's,
dude.
Yo, dude. Big
dude,
fan of that.
You,
big fan
you,
of that.
Nice, dude. When it was happening or on YouTube?
When it was happening.
Wow.
Come on.
When it was on. Exactly.
Because I'm a giant karaoke fan. Like,
nice.
No joke, yeah.
I remember MTV because before I did that, I had the record for like most appearances on TRL. There's a
no
book.
Shit.
You know when TRL was huge?
Oh,
and
dude,
like,
right.
There was like a record. You know, they had a record. It was like, I literally
it was like
beat
a VH-
P. Diddy to like, who was Puff Daddy at the time. But he was.
He sold
like,
out.
But part of it was I guest hosted for Carson Daly a lot. And I was, you know, I loved doing it. It was
yeah.
fun. And you know, it's a nice gig. And so MTV called me in. And this meeting, and my manager goes, you know, calls me. He said, they want to meet with you. They want to. So I'm excited. I'm like, nice.
Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to get my own show.
Right.
And it turned out being fun. But when they said,
what was that long pause?
Like, we
for?
Want you to be. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah,
yeah.
they're going to hand it to me.
Yeah,
and I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
say what karaoke in Las Vegas. And I was like, fucking show business. You know what I mean? Like, dude, you know, it's like.
Just tickle in your balls and then they just fucking pull your pants up.
Yeah, and it's like people would kill for that gig, right?
Yeah, sure.
And Dave, who was the guy that.
Dave Holmes.
Dave Holmes.
Yeah.
Forgive me, Dave, for getting your. Hey, I know he's a very well-respected guy.
Yeah, he's doing his thing.
It's okay to forget about him. The viewers voted Jesse Camp as the winner of the Wanna Be a VJ contest, and Dave Holmes got second. But who's laughing now?
Yeah.
The guy that comes in second always does better than the winner.
Why is that?
How does that work out?
American Idol, the same stuff. Well, minus Justin from season one, but like everyone else, like I don't know if Carrie Underwood won or if
no, she won. There were some winners on that, but it's kind of with that too.
Clay Aiken got second, didn't he?
Yeah, and then where's the Soul Patrol guy?
Soul Patrol. Oh Jesus, what's his name? Taylor
Taylor Hicks,
the 50-year-old soul singer.
Yeah, well, get on the floor and do a twist thing. I don't know.
Clearly, you're not running his fan side.
Yeah. Now, I mean, you know, I give anybody a lot of credit.
What do you think of those shows as somebody who changed the game for a genre of music?
And by the way, let's just throw this out there. I mean, obviously, you guys know Joey McIntyre, but for the any idiots that don't, New Kids on the Block, New Kids on the freaking Block.
Yeah,
hey,
dude.
Man.
So, how often do you think about like these stats? Like when you like
all the time. I tick so them many off gold before records. I go to bed every night. I tick them off, honey. Did I miss any?
80, yeah. Good night, 80 million records worldwide. Yeah, no.
Instead of porno, I just look at Billboard charts from 1994.
Yeah, it's fine though. No, we always laugh about the 80 million and the whole thing about because it changes all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like sometimes we hear, you know, someone will introduce 100 million and we'll look at each other and kind of laugh, you know. But no, it's great. It's awesome. I mean, what's real awesome is you know that we can do it again as adults, you know, and it's a nice big niche, but it's awesome.
Dude, that show when Joe hooked me up with tickets in Seattle, cause my you know what's crazy is like my sister got me made you guys known to me when we were kids. But
you were the younger brother, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but also I was like...
You were the older brother, you'd have hated us.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
You're so right. But I was like... I was like, yo, am I like, I didn't realize that. I mean, obviously, females were your biggest demo. Right?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I also was like, these guys are the shit. Like, am I not supposed to, like,
dude?
But then you get to a certain age, and I'm like,
how about Sir Mix-a-Lot? Yeah, let's cut to the chase.
Sir Mix-a-Lot came out. Did you know that was happening?
Sir Mix-a-Lot came out during the show?
Oh, yeah, yes, dude.
Holy
did,
crap.
And did
big butts.
Yeah,
did the whole thing.
Dude, it seemed like you didn't maybe know that was totally happening because your expression on the side of the stage was like, what? This is fucking incredible.
Well, even that's how good it is, yeah. Is that even though you knew it was happening, you're like, this is happening. You know
also,
what I mean?
There was like 15 girls from the audience.
I know.
They just
bucks.
Came up with
yeah, I mean, they got, you know, yeah.
With what the song talks
yeah,
about.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're up there shaking it. And, you know, a handful of them were should have been up there. And
most of them shouldn't have been.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, but they were – at least they all committed.
Yes.
How would you like to be that recruiter? We need some big butts.
Oh, dude,
yeah.
But also like.
You got some girls, some big asses.
I think it's,
just,
it's the backdrop. It's like, you know, you got a big ass. And it's like, hey, watch your mouth. It's like, you want to take that big ass on stage at a New Kids
yes,
concert?
I do.
Like, thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate exactly. the compliment. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you guys are now back on tour with Boys to Men.
Yeah,
and
Boys to Men.
98 Degrees.
Well, we just finished 50 dates with those guys. Yeah.
That is. 50 see, dates. It's a thing where. I mean, everything old becomes new again. Yeah. Like, people look back on those songs, and even guys that were watching TRL, you know, whatever, going, it's all about Korn and Limp Bizkit or whatever.
Nice,
like,
dude.
And all that.
References are spot on.
Listen, we will dance later, and I will do the right
yeah,
stuff
yeah.
side to side.
Yeah, you gotta
see
I'll
tell this. You about that.
Oh, really? Was that like a...
Well, no, I'd be honored to... See,
Joe, you haven't seen him dance, and I know you're thinking, oh, it's just a dance. But when the legs move on this guy, it's going to change your
it
life.
It goes.
It goes,
well,
man.
I do a mini tangent. I'm working on a one-man show. And,
oh, yeah, really?
In the theater, yeah. So,
it's awesome.
And writer, director, the whole nine, and we hope, you know, we're the goal is to get to New York next spring.
Dude,
and
that's
and so
shit.
Yeah, it's really, it's in good shape, but... the nature of that thing is you gotta.
You need an opener. You need a dwarf to open it with a dance. Is that
what
you're getting at?
We don't. We don't.
Have you seen my worm?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Let me stay open. I can't say we don't. Maybe.
Yeah. When this podcast ends, maybe. It's gonna close with it. So I think maybe don't.
I'm hoping we don't need showgirls or any small people dancing. Anybody dances. Yeah. It's a one man show. Yeah, so once exactly. you open it up,
yeah.
you know it's not a one man show
right.
anymore.
Is it? What's
it's actually. You know what? I sort of had a moment of clarity. It's a play
mm-hmm.
with music.
Awesome.
With one guy in it.
Okay.
You say one man show and it's like, yeah, you know, jazz hands. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Sure,
so
sure.
It's got a book. It's got a story. And as much as it's very subjective, you know.
From your life? What is this? What it's all about?
It is. Yeah. Like? I mean, kind of chronologically, it has a theme and we, you know, kind of tie it all in.
Is there a scene where you bring
objective.
Your own? Is there a scene where you bring your own tonic water to a podcast?
No, I'm not. I don't drink. It's on not based stage, on, but I do talk about my lost weekend after the New Kids. You know,
after
well, when you're, you know, part of the biggest thing in pop from 15.
Sure.
To
dude, you guys
19.
Changed the game. No, and you know that. I mean, it's
well,
like,
it was the first pop teen sensation. To come along in the big corporate, we
yes.
want to sell the fuck out
yes.
of this thing. You
right.
know what I
sell
mean?
Sell backpacks and,
area.
Yeah,
yeah.
and dolls.
Exactly.
And it's not from the UK.
Right. Yeah. And it's so, and of course, there's downside to that.
Sure,
you know what I
sure.
mean? And there's, but just getting over that and then figuring out, you know, so I'm 21 and now what the fuck am I going to do? You know what I mean? So going through that. So. You know mm-hmm. what I did first was you know party 6 nights a week,
right? Because you were in it when you were about to turn 13, right? And that's when you joined.
I was 12 and a half, but I you know for 3 years we were just doing Boston stuff, like local stuff, you know, trying to make it. And then we
Chuck E. Cheese's birthday parties,
not that creepy, but
also not that big. Chuck E. Cheese in its heyday,
yeah,
it was really they were booking. You know,
we got the circuit, yeah, we're yeah. gonna do them all on the East Coast.
We're doing Chuck E. Cheese, Ruby yeah, Tuesdays, yeah, Applebee's, yeah,
Discovery yeah. Zone. We're hitting them all.
Discovery Zone, Jesus. No,
but well, yeah, because. People think that when they see stuff like boy bands, they think, okay, there's auditions, they got put together, and then immediately they were put in front of a stadium. That's not the case. You guys right. you guys still had to cut your teeth, like you say.
We did.
In,
I mean,
in the smaller venues.
When you look at, I mean, sometimes, you know, we compared to not the boy bands now, but how they were put together,
mm-hmm.
most of them, you know, they make us look like a rock band, you know what I mean? Like a garage band because
right.
there was no big cattle call, you know what I mean? It was Donnie Wahlberg and this guy Maury Starr who had worked with New Edition and wanted to do it with, you know, white kids basically. He's this,
mm-hmm.
you know, incredibly talented black dude from Roxbury, Massachusetts,
nice.
Inside of Boston and very talented but, you know, not... He was talented and had a huge ego, but not incredibly motivated. So so Donnie was sitting around as the only member of this kind of group for like 6 months, and then finally, mm-hmm. Donnie brought in Jordan and John Knight, and they were singing in choirs, and then Danny Wood kind of was breakdancing and going to parties with Donnie, and then I was like,
and you see a white guy breakdancing, and you're like, that guy's got to be a part of this
special.
In some fashion.
That's special. Yeah, special quality.
Because the kids that did it in my middle school, they'd do it like during lunch in the
yeah.
cafe in the gym.
Hell yeah.
And you would
shut
walk
the boys
by.
Down.
Oh, dude, you would walk by and just be like, well, that's something I fucking cannot do and want to do. And how do I become friends with that guy?
Right. So I can. You know, meet the girls that
exactly.
want to meet him.
They were all Russian for some reason in my middle school. They were Russian breakdancers.
Well,
isn't
oh,
that
shit.
Crazy?
Well, yeah. Of course, you know, hip-hop very big in Russia.
Oh,
We have the Run DMC and the Naughty by Nature. We're just getting those CDs now.
Yeah, you just got them now. Yeah, because
yeah,
you guys are behind on the times, aren't
you're
you?
A little behind on the times. Out. In about 5 years, we get New Kids, Joey
Dude.
McIntyre. We love you in 5 years,
Joey
McIntyre.
I give you credit, man. Don't fuck with the Russians. Don't fuck with Putin. That dude is no joke, dude.
No, Putin, he ride around with no shirt on horse, and he say, hey, who want to fuck with me? And yeah. You don't want to fuck with him.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm going to get out of this accent before I get the knock on my door.
Yeah, okay. Shirtless guy on a horse. Wait, so then you were the last piece to get added to the
puzzle.
Yeah,
so they needed a kid, you know what I mean? And I was 4 years younger than him, and they wanted that little Michael Jackson, Donny Osmond type.
Yeah,
and,
dude.
So it was very unceremonious, but I you know,
it was like, hey kid, you're chewing bubble gum, blowing bubbles on the side steps.
sort of, kind of. Kid. I mean, I could run down the, you know, 5 minute section of my show like fucking that.
Yeah,
but no, basically that they were calling around public schools looking for little white kids who can sing and dance.
Sure.
And at first I was like, yeah, I'm all set. You know what I mean?
You get a phone call like that nowadays. They send like Dateline NBC. We need a little white boy, about 11 years old who can sing and dance. Exactly. Hi, I'm Chris Hansen. You want to sit down there for a second?
Yeah. It's a bygone era, man.
But so they call up and then your school says.
I went over. I ended up. You know, my dad drove me over to Maury Starr's house, and I sang him a song, and he was like, all right. It was nothing great, and a week later, we were in the studio making music. And
what was the song? Was it the California Raisin song? heard it through the grapevine?
Well, close. It was it was a Nat King Cole song, Love. L is for the way you look at 12 years old. So.
Genius.
Wow.
Because my dad was... I was the youngest of nine kids, so that's the music my dad listened to. He grew up in the 30s and 40s and 50s. So,
youngest of nine kids.
Yeah.
So by the time you get to New Kids as the 12-year-old in a band full of 16 and 17-year-olds, you're like used to being the young guy in the group. So like
I was always a baby and I was a kid. Which is kind of the theme of the show, but you know, some people say, "Oh, you must be tough or whatever," or you know, you never got to eat; you had to be strong like that. No, that wasn't my existence. I had seven older sisters, then my brother, then me. I was coddled, I was taken care of, I was like the little baby, you know. But I had a big mouth too, so it was like once I got back into when I got into New Kids, it wasn't always easy.
Right. Because you were kind of yapping off and they were like,
yapping off, but I was sensitive too. And they were like, who the fuck is this guy?
Because they want you to, because I mean, they are 4 years older, so they want you to kind of like fit in.
Absolutely. But not really.
But not too much.
Yeah.
They want you to be comfortable, but they also want to let you know, hey, buddy,
right. We
can kick the shit out of you.
And don't take any of my solos. You know what I mean? It all obviously worked out. They're good guys, but it wasn't easy in the beginning.
When Please Don't Go Girl came out, because I mean, when you sing that shit at the Tacoma Dome in Seattle, I don't think since the amount of women that were screaming, dude, and crying, dude, when I would look around and saw women crying and gay men spooning spooning standing up, so that's how much they loved it, and it's great stuff, and like, dude, you were just killing it, and
Thanks, dude,
your pipes, by the way, and that's I want to compliment you on that before we, is it like, to sound great live to me is like, you know, huge, because obviously like in this day and age where a lot of people are phoning it in, and especially with pop stuff, but dude, I mean, killed it, dude.
Thanks, man. Well, it's a great challenge. It's obviously an amazing gift to be able to perform in arenas in any way, and the fact that we can do that together
That feeling does the ovation from those women like now versus when you first came out with that song? I mean,
well, I think a lot of our music actually, even though it was a lot of it was so bubblegum and pop, whatever, but like, you know, Please Don't Go Girl is like, I don't know, the way I sing it now, I sing it like a 40-year-old. I don't sing it like a 30, but it works, you know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like, you know, I'm a little bit more, you know, pleading and you know, but it's just great to, you know, be able to, you know, rock the house and have amazing fans, and they're out there having a ball.
They love it, dude.
It's either a girls' night out and woo, whatever, or there's like really diehard fans. Doesn't matter. They're just coming to have a good time.
Yeah,
you know?
Dude. You guys do a lot of. There were a lot of pelvic thrusts and a lot of shirts being like. Let me ask you this: how many Bowflexes do you own? Because you guys are.
Well, we kind of take we each person. There's a guy who steps up every tour. Like Donnie's been doing it. You know, these last couple of years. You know, ripping the shirt off. But like Jordan, when we got back, Jordan did this. You know. big, he has a big fan blowing the shirt. Sure. It's an iconic moment from back in the day. And actually, he, when he was like ripped, like shredded in, back in 90, like when he was like, I don't know, 19, you know what I mean? Yeah. And had the fan and the whole thing. So when we came back in 2008, he was like, yeah, I'm going to do it. But like, he wasn't in the best shape,
right?
Like at all.
Did he step up at that moment? Like, hey, Jordan, like, I know you want to do this.
Everybody was sort of be like, is he serious? You know what I mean? So finally, and the way you kind of stay in together as a group is to kind of keep your mouth shut as much as possible.
True.
Yeah. It's not like we've done that pretty well most of the time. The guys might be throwing up if they're listening to this.
What a fucking bunch of bullshit.
No. But seriously, we try to stay out of people's way. But I did get up the courage to like, just give me 5 minutes, Jordan. Are you sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
Because that was an iconic moment. Sure enough, but he's got that focus. He's like, he was blessed with that Zen shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, really.
He doesn't say much. He's one of those guys that doesn't say much.
He's like, I already see myself doing it.
It's like, bam.
10 years from now. Yeah.
And then like, and he did it, and he looked fucking amazing, and the fans were very happy
that he
reprised
The women loved it. It definitely made me go, well, I got to do some fucking push-ups when I get home.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And then I did – it was a smaller tour, but in 2010, I was in the fucking shape of my life, and I took my shirt off every night, and it was like – there's no
better –
what does
that feel like, man?
Dude, but there's no better inspiration than or motivation then I got to take my shirt off tonight, right?
For 30,000 people.
Yeah,
however many.
Yeah, and it's like, so that makes you do the 50 more push-ups, you know what I mean? So it was fun.
I like that you guys rotate the shirt. Like, all right, Donnie, it's on you.
He's been carrying the torch for a couple of years now.
P90X it up, buddy.
Pretty much.
That's the big, I mean, this whole business is a giant don't know, right?
Yeah.
You just have to do and be consistent. And get to a point to where you're honing whatever it is that you, I mean, this is me speaking off of, 7 years into stand-up and like maybe 3 years into really heavily auditioning and shit. But it's just seeming like you got to kill it every time, like really figure out what it is that you're bringing to what, like your take on whoever it is. And then just hope that the timing, like when I went in for the heat, it was like, I was like, oh, this seems like it's going to be awesome. I'm sure there's tens of other people, even buddies of mine that went in for it, that I was like, oh, they're on shows. They'll get this.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do what I think is great for this guy. And then you just... fucking the luck part and the and
dude, exactly. That's I've definitely.
And you got to get comfortable with knowing that, so that you're not driving yourself nuts. And that's.
And I just got into that zone about three years ago.
Yeah.
2 minutes ago. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah. Gin will do that to you.
Yeah. Exactly. But really, you got to, I'm sure all the answers are out there. You just got to find them on your own. But I figured out that I'm either the guy or I'm not the guy.
Yeah, exactly.
So go in there and do what you want to do and have fun.
Have fun.
And the rest isn't up to you.
Yeah. You're just waiting for them to tell you, hey, you've got the right stuff, baby.
Yeah.
It's step by step.
Hang tough.
Meanwhile.
And then,
which was the original title of the song.
And then when that casting director is ready to walk out of the room, you say, "Hey, please don't go, girl.
Exactly.
Come on back.
Whoa. Give me another chance.
I got another.
Can you imagine if you did that and on this? Where you would fucking use all your song titles to like just break it down? I don't know if they would applaud and be like, I don't know what we're doing, sticking around auditioning more people, or if they go,
maybe,
hey, Joe, dude,
maybe.
Yeah. Say what, karaoke wasn't that big, and they go, get the fuck out of here,
Joey. We want your character to change. No, I think my character should always stay the same.
Same, exactly.
There you go.
Wow. You saw that one coming.
Going to the solo career.
If they got that, I would definitely get the part. It's getting a smaller and smaller, target. But
how is the touring now, like the fans now? How do they compare with the fans in the 90s? Is it crazier now because you got maybe women that are a little more confident with themselves? Are you spanning all ages? Are you getting 50-year-old moms trying to relive their youth? Or are you getting 12-year-old girls and guys that are like discovering you for the first time?
I need 10 more options. Keep going.
No problem.
Are you getting dwarves with one leg?
Yeah. Are you getting no? They're the same girls that were there in the 90s, but now they have, you know,
kids, and
they're older. I could say, you know,
have you
classless, tasteless sure, shit man. Right now? Hey, but no, hey,
let's her mix.
They
a
are
lot
the
say.
Same women that have yeah. kids now. They have marriages. They have lives, mm-hmm. and we are their Oakland Raiders, New England Patriots, fucking mm-hmm. Red Sox. We're their getaway. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
Escape,
we are their girls' night out. And there's always that. There's you need that fan base, that core, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But then you want that fringe too. You want that casual fan.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
yeah. You want to make an event.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want every fan to be like, oh my going god, crazy. God, no. Yeah.
You want dudes like me to show up
like,
and go,
oh
these
my
guys
god, like yeah. oh, who's going? Oh, new kid, yeah, I was there. I was like really good. Oh my god, like you want that chick,
yeah,
you know?
For sure.
And that's how you are able to, I think, play arenas, when you can get, of course, the core fan base foundation
that's been with you since the get go.
Yeah, and that we have so much fun with. I mean, we have mm-hmm. so many of our fans are like friends. They're like family because we know them for so long.
So dope, yeah.
And it's.
Do you ever
really
see
fun.
A fan in the audience where you're like, you maybe did, you saw her at like a concert in '98, and then 2012, you see her and you're like, I remember those titties.
No, I mean most of them are like yeah. you know, we have meet and greets and all that.
Yeah,
stuff,
for sure.
So, mm-hmm. But
you guys are pretty dope with that. I mean, I mean, you know, you set it up. You know, it was just so dope, man. My sister, you made her year, dude. I mean, by setting that up, like that was. I know you do it all the time too, man. But like,
well, you're a nice guy,
yeah.
Man.
But
it's
you
no
didn't have to
deal.
Do that. So it's so, you know, and you hooked it up and texting with me before the show, being like, "Yo, man, come back now because afterwards it's gonna be crazy."
Oh,
you
that's
know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, it was above and beyond, man.
That's right.
You know, I owe you.
It's great, and you acknowledge that. I mean, like you said with Jordan when he was like recreating the shirtless win thing. Like, I love that you guys get it. You guys are sort of tongue-in-cheek.
All nostalgia?
Like,
yeah. Absolutely.
You get
no,
it.
You have to embrace the nostalgia. I mean, that's – and but what's so cool is, you know, that new music is really important for us. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And it's done well, and it's two, you know, top 10 albums, you know, in 08 and this year as well. But the good thing about our fans being, you know – 8 years old back in 90 is that mm-hmm. our fans are still young,
yeah,
and we're,
sure.
we're pretty young, especially when you look at someone. The thing is that one of the things is that a lot of the, you know, these bands, you know, you have to have a history to tour now. And, mm-hmm. and that might feel like, oh, it's all on the side. I mean, it's huge acts and, you know, of course, Bruno Mars and, you know, Rihanna and Lady Gaga. Yeah,
yeah,
they're torn and they're killing it, and mm-hmm. Justin and Jay-Z and that whole thing. But I don't know, in this day and age, everything can you can get everything so easily now
yeah.
that you don't have to go to a concert. So it's not
yeah,
you can watch
it
streamed
yeah.
live, dude.
Exactly.
You can watch it on YouTube.
But our fans, yeah. but if you came from that area, you mm-hmm. era,
appreciate
you want to
the live
go there. You want
yeah,
to go
dude.
There.
Well,
we kind of lucked out.
It is night and day, though, man, because it's like you see. I mean, that's why when I look back at an old, you know, VHS tape of like a play, like when I played Danny Zuko in Grease. Which, you know how you recite all your stats before you go to bed? I watch my old high school plays before I go to bed. Just to re-up the confidence.
In front of my sleeping.
Dude, crying, go, this is when I peaked.
That is
yeah.
brilliant.
Dude,
that's self-love, man.
Dude, you got it. If you're not going to clap for yourself, who are you going to clap for? It all comes back around. Thanks
right.
a lot, Joey. That's the end of the show. No, that's not how we wrap it up. No, but it, I mean, yeah, dude, there's nothing – seeing something live is – I mean, you know, even when – And that's why the, you know, Louis C.K. has these great bits about people taping shit on their phones. And he's like, people at their kids' recitals and taping.
Dude.
He's like, dude, it's right fucking in front of you.
Oh,
what are you?
My
he's
God.
Like, you're never going to watch this shit. He's like, you're taping 5 minutes of something. You're
we don't so- even know.
Yeah.
We
yeah.
don't even know. And we're obsessed. Like I once said, like, if we don't tweet about it, did it really happen? You know what I mean? If a tree falls in the woods, did it make a sound? It's
yeah.
like. If we didn't share something, did it actually happen?
Right.
It's yeah. fucking crazy.
Yeah,
but...
whatever happened. Yeah, it's like now you have to read about it. It's like
by
you,
the
can't,
way.
You can't just hear about it happening and have somebody retell a story.
But let me tweet about this interview before, you know. Now,
if you don't mind, I add this
yeah,
story.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
here
yeah,
we are.
Yeah, you got a couple million followers.
No,
let's
but it's true, man. I grapple with that a lot. I kind of made peace with the Twitter thing. And, like, even my fans know and New Kids fans know, I'm not, I don't have the fucking time. You know what I mean? But sure. I can't go back and forth like retweeting this and that and fucking direct tweet and this, that. And
sure.
I like Twitter for me. I'm one of those guys where it's like, I mean, from, you know, obviously I want to share this. Like I want to tweet about this interview and get people to know, you know, and I don't even do that enough probably. Like leaving radio stations just was at Q109 and it's fucking 109. And then like whatever.
Let's get that radio station right. I think it's 9508.
I like
Coyote.
How I made it generic because I say Q10 whatever. And
sure.
Then,
yeah, you're fine.
They're all over me.
Turn that dial. You want to find Joe, you turn that dial.
But and then on the other hand, it's like if something serious happens, you can say Here I am.
So where do you find yourself using it then? Like the social media, like for what?
Well, it's to me.
Because people also, you're at the big enough point that you don't have to, like for us comedians, it's a giant tool because if like we just did shows in Brea and Fullerton, California. Yeah. So we're like, hey, letting people know about it. But if you're the status where you're at, you don't have to be like, hey, I'm going to be at Seattle at the Tacoma Dome because people are like, I know Joey McIntyre.
You're selling out the fucking Tacoma Dome.
Yeah. But I sometimes I think stuff just can transcend that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you could say like we weren't in the heat because of our Twitter follow things. And
well,
what
you
we
weren't.
Did.
I have 5,000. That's not very many. So, and Paul goes, "This guy's really hurting. I need to give him some love."
Yeah.
Let's help him out.
Well, maybe. I mean, Paul Feig would do that for you, right? Paul Feig, the director of the Heat, is that nice that he'd be like, "Oh, hey, I just wanted to, you know, help him out." Dude, he's a nice guy. You know?
His, dude, he sat right there, man, and said just that. Yeah,
he's the best.
Dude, the coolest, right?
I mean, yeah.
Way too nice. You're looking at a guy
the nicest
like,
guy in the business.
You're like, you've directed some of the most influential comedies of all time,
yeah.
And yet you seem like a guy that I could just sit down with a little.
No, you like some... you really want to. You're waiting for him to get up, right? You know when you're talking about that guy. Listen, you can get up. I know you don't want to. You know.
Yeah, exactly.
No,
yeah.
He's a good shit.
How was that? Yeah, you doing the Heat? Was that just? I mean, in Boston.
It was fun. Yeah, you had to do all the like serious shit, and it was fun.
Oh, yeah, I had to grind up on Sandra Bullock. Yeah, you're right. The serious shit, man.
Let me tell you, she's gonna get nominated for an Oscar for that.
Yeah, that's a lot of prep.
I forgot that you can be the bad guy and also have fun, like the acting thing. You know, you're good.
Thanks.
Now, coming from what'd you say, the youngest of 9 kids?
Yeah.
Now, your role in The Heat is one of Melissa McCarthy's brothers, and that's like one of the like the huge family. So, is that like
family?
Yeah. Is that how your family is? Just like a ton of insults all the time.
My mother thought she was, you know, much classier than that. But Jane Curtin, who played the mother, probably felt that way too. But when I play from Boston, it backs up the fact that when I play someone from Boston, that you know the research you do as an actor really does pay off and is important.
Yeah,
because when I play someone from Boston, it's like boom, I'm there. I know exactly. I read the script and I go, this is half Jimmy so and so from Triple D's bar and half this sister.
No shit.
And I combine them, and it's like I show up and I'm just like done. It's like the Heat thing. I walked in there, and you know, I mean, it wasn't like I was like I'm getting this fucking thing, but you know,
I was so much more
confident.
Yeah, man.
And then the same with this pilot I'm doing for CBS, the McCarthys, Boston Irish Family. It was like not the same character, different people, but a hybrid. And I go in there, I'm like, all right, I know this guy.
You know this guy.
Yeah.
Which is such a giant part of it, of just being so centered in on being like, all right, I know what I'm like, I know my take on this,
exactly.
And then just commit.
It's clear,
fully to it. It's clear, man. Because people go, you made a choice, and you're like, this is what I'm going to do. If it's what they're into, cool. If it's not, then I'm not the guy.
Yeah,
but at least I'm bringing what I think would be
totally
dope for this. And you're not trying to.
And if they don't see you, if you're not being you or comfortable in your skin, they're not going to see you for that other part.
Right.
You're not this guy. You're that guy. Oh, I see you clearly, as opposed to you going in there trying to fucking twist yourself into a pretzel into this guy you're not.
Right.
And then they're like, oh, this guy's just having a bad day.
Right.
Sure.
You know?
Well, I mean, Steve Martin wrote in his book, Born Standing Up, he said, as a performer, you will use everything you've ever learned. And you bring that to every part. You can find aspects of your life. I've yet to tap dance yet, but I'm sure I will at some point.
Oh, for sure you will.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll I'll bust out a time step in a TV show at some point.
Yeah.
I read that book. I don't read I haven't read a shit ton of books, that's mm-hmm. for sure. But it was a good book.
Yeah, definitely. When you're talking about the Twitter,
have you heard the Bernstein Bears Tell the Truth?
Dude. Yes.
You have. You know you have.
Oh, yeah,
even
you
if you don't
kids.
Remember, like, page for page.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Talk Manners about... the Manners one. I got all of them. I read them all
no
the time.
No Girls Allowed.
No Girls Allowed?
Yeah, that was another one. Where they're, remember they're
What's the one at the beach?
Just their bare faces are popping up behind the fence like Wilson from Home Improvement, right? Where they're just fucking...
Are these the books or the videos? Are you cheating?
No, this was
the
was the E! True Hollywood Story on the Bernstein Bears. When they talk about all their coke addictions.
Wow.
Yeah, dude. Mama Bear was, like, staying out late.
What about the Baba Papas, man? Can we talk about the Baba Papas just for a second?
Can we?
Why? Where'd they go, man?
The Baba Papas?
You know, I think they're on TV still, but like, they don't have the theme song anymore.
No.
This is the story of the Baba.
I'm losing it. Did I miss out on something?
No. Do you know that? You don't know the Baba Papas?
I don't know the Baba Papas. What's the Baba Papas?
Do you guys talk about how old are you? How old are you?
29.
29. All right. You're just a baby.
Joey McIntyre just called me a baby. I'm feeling honored.
This is the story of the Baba Papas. All of the other Baba Papas. They can change their shapes and sizes oh so easily. This is the story of the Baba Papas.
Baba Papas.
Nice.
Yeah. You're coming with the harmony.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah, man.
Wow.
Put the funky drum onto that. You're going to hit record.
What are you doing tomorrow?
Yeah, now I got to go on YouTube and look up the Baba Papas.
I have to.
Yeah, I got
to
know that shit.
Baba Papas. So, sorry, Twitter. What?
Have you seen, though? I asked you about this Fox video.
I didn't. Will you show it? Will you pull
it
up?
Sure.
Well, here's the thing. Shit. He's going to show you a piece of it.
And then you're going to do
it. He's going to show you what we first viral videos. Like, you know, I do a lot of sketches and shit like that. And people always ask, like, you know, how do you make like a viral video? And I've had a few that have gone like super pop. You can't ever plan on it. It's just like, I'm sure, writing a hit song, right?
Right.
You don't sit down and go, hey, Step by Step's going to be this shit for the next 20 years. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, when you were...
Absolutely.
I guess I'm asking, when you guys were doing that.
That one, I mean...
Or did you kind of know as you were... You're like, this is catchy as fuck.
Well, it's always the one that you don't think. Like, I mean, personally, as a songwriter, like, I had a top 10 hit and song called Stay the Same. And
yeah.
I didn't think it was, you know.
But a little piece of you has to as you're doing it, right? You got to be like, this is.
No, I thought it was sweet. It was cool. Mm-hmm. It was cool. But, yeah. But, like, that song, What If God Was One of Us?
Yeah.
Like, I guess the songwriter was just like.
This is gonna be the fucking shit.
But
in his head, he was
just
that.
Like,
oh, he was fucking around.
He was fucking around.
Wow.
What?
And then it, like, yeah, and then it took off.
Turned out to be the hit. Now, do you know the original video of the Fox?
I don't.
Okay. All right. I'll pull that one up then.
Just show him like a minute of that.
I'm just catching up on twerking. You know? I'm always a month behind everything.
We'll give you a couple weeks.
I wish Miley Cyrus and Wrecking Ball. Didn't lick the not as a guy and whatever. Okay,
no.
I get every guy loved that she was licking the fucking sledgehammer
as an artist.
But don't lick the fucking sledgehammer.
No,
and then it can be kind of avant-garde, kind of cool, and it's like suddenly. But why lick the fucking?
No, totally.
Did you have to lick? I mean, cut it out. Have the record company or the director cut the fucking lick thing. Let that be your own copy. You know,
that's a DVD extra for you. That's when you pulled up at home and you go, you want to see what I also
did. Exactly.
Yeah. You know, Dave or whoever your friend is.
Exactly. Thank you.
Not for the, but you.
She almost had me. You know what I mean? She almost had me with that wrecking ball. I was like, yeah, you fucking did your shit, whatever craziness. And but by the way, that I mean, say what you want about the other video, but. It was fucking pretty fucking cool.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
That was a
got people
killer
talking.
Director.
Yeah.
But it was a killer director, too. Yeah. The other shit that was – and what it was saying and – I mean
– since you came up with the music video, I mean, when like we were saying with TRL and like when it was still the shit and like was making – you know, anytime they would play – you know, you're Backstreet Boy and NSYNC. Who, you know, let's be honest, they came
that way and that time. Yeah,
yeah. And those guys, did you guys ever sit down with them, like almost like a
mentor,
almost like Jackie Robinson sitting down King Griffey Jr. and being like, Steve Largent.
They called us. They wouldn't stop calling us. No, no. They could give a fuck. What do you think?
Did you guys sit them down and go, "Hey, motherfuckers"?
You know, we were on tour with Backstreet Boys in 2011, 2012. Yeah. So that was
NKOTB BSB, right?
Nice, dude.
Damn right.
Wow.
I'm a fan. What can I say?
Well, you threw an extra B in there.
I did.
Yeah, we got to lose a B. So let's bring NKOTBSB, and I think you said NKOTBBSB.
Oh, okay.
No, yeah, no, maybe not.
It's not BYOB, hey, dear.
We'll go back to the tape and consult.
Yeah. So can I see the Fox thing?
Yes.
Or no?
Yes. Here is the Fox video.
Is this like, you know,
34
people million? Watching two girls, one cup?
This is it. Which way you want to
Should use? You film me Yo, watching this?
Joe, let me tell you something real quick. Brad, before you play it, just the fact that you said that, two girls, one cup, for sure you saw it, right? And now for sure it's all going to be, like in our heads for a couple of days. But
I'll show you another.
But did you see the original?
John Knight sent us all, Texas, all a video, this Vine of. It was awful. I said, that's burned in my retina. We were all horrified.
Oh, shit, man.
It was this big.
Oh, God.
What is it?
Sometimes
so
you just have to say black, okay? Yes. African American. Okay. I grew up when black was okay.
It's all right. Black's fun. Okay.
I feel that, it's.
God,
so it's this big black what?
Yeah. Smoking like a white man.
Like, yeah.
It's fine.
It's fine.
But black, it's all good. Like black, I'm white, I'm black. I'm not white, right? I'm like, I don't know. peach crayon. I don't know.
Sure.
But
what was the video?
This chick talking about she 22. She was like, I got new weave. 22-inch weave, right? Mm-hmm. And then camera pulls back. She's butt naked. Her butt is as big as this table, dude.
Wait, I think I've.
She turns around, and she's not just a girl.
Oh,
Joe, my buddy sent me that video too, man. And she starts flopping it around like there's no tomorrow. Like somebody said, "Hey, flop that thing."
Isn't
and tell
it
this-
just dead meat though at that point?
Yo, and did you?
She
not-
can't. She can't get excited, right? She can't get an erection.
It's
like going beating around the bush. Can she get a fucking hard on? Is what I'm trying to say. Like,
you're asking the wrong dude. But that was a surprise.
No, I mean, she'd have to watch a New Kids video to do it. But
you know what sucks?
I'm sure she could.
She turns around and I'm like, "Oh, there's a." The amount of questions that go through my head.
Yeah.
I stay watching because I'm like, "Is that a?"
And
well, it's flopping like,
right.
And it's in the place of. Yeah, that's a dick. So I just watched it jiggle for 5 seconds.
Right, exactly. And literally, it was actually probably 2 seconds, but it felt like 30 seconds.
It felt like 2 years.
When you see
something
like that.
Yeah, because that's not going anywhere.
It's burned in our retina.
It's burned. Because I'm looking at you, but I'm seeing the turnaround move, man.
She's a hologram? Is that what he thought? Right in front of us right now.
Dude, that should be the hologram. Fuck the Tupac.
Exactly.
Next Coachella, you got to have.
Just the big black. Big black butt with a dick.
So now you know. I was trying to not say anything, but now that you know, and
everybody
knows what John Knight texted the rest of the New Kids.
Well, when Two Girls, One Cup, I was going to say, when it came out and became the phenomenon that it was, and everyone was making reaction videos,
right?
People were taping, people
we
watching.
One. We did one.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yeah.
I did one of Kermit the Frog watching it and then pleasuring himself to it. And Joe, it got 7 million hits. And hey, man, I've spent a lot of time and energy and money on a lot of my sketches. This one I did in maybe 5 minutes, and it's the highest one I've got.
Did you do his voice?
I mean, yeah, a little bit. I was watching the video being like, oh, this is disgusting. All right, Fozzie, come watch this.
I did another one where I had Rolf the dog watch it with him. I got a Rolf the dog puppet. And I have Rolf the dog watching, and he's like,
"Hey, you gotta watch this shit."
And Rolf's like, "Yeah, whatever." Yeah. And then he watches it,
and
then Rolf isn't saying anything the entire time. And then, and then at the end, he just goes, "I don't see what the big deal is. I eat my own shit all the time. I'm a dog, wolf." And dude, that got 2 million hits. I mean, people are.
Oh,
just,
so he has to like.
Yeah. Because everybody shows somebody. So
yes,
the whole thing.
Exactly. That's the next one.
Anyway, but again, I had no idea that was gonna go viral. You're It's like when you were writing a song.
7 million fucking hits.
Isn't that crazy? This one has 34 million in 2 weeks.
50 now.
What?
50 million at this
point. It's a group from Norway.
Called Yelvis. And
I'm going to grab your batteries for the headphones as you show them that.
Well, here, I got to do it on the mic.
Oh, you got
to
hear it.
So you can listen to it.
Yeah.
It's not at the beginning, though. Hold on. Cow goes moo,
frog goes crow, and the elephant goes toot. Just doing animal sounds. Ducks say quack, and fish go blub, and
And the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But there's no sound that no one knows.
And then shit gets crazy.
What does the fox say?
So yeah, that's the original.
What the fox say?
We'll do that one.
Dude, I gotta see this whole thing. How long is it?
It's like 5 minutes.
Right. Dude, Ellen had these guys on her show. Like, it's one of those things that got that popular where it was like, I want to talk, you get them in here.
So this is what we do at my house at 3 o'clock in the morning when we're hammered. Adam's just posing to the camera right now and mugging.
I mean, hey, selling it. I had dreams of playing Chuck E. Cheese one day.
The elephant goes two?
Toot.
Toot.
That's according to their lyrics.
Now here we go.
Wow. Oh, that's the shit right there, dude. Dude.
That's Joey reacting to me dancing in a toad outfit.
The second. Oh, yeah. I like the movement back. You're fucking killing it, dude.
So, yeah. I know this is a great podcast, but... Basically, what's happening is I'm dancing in a toad outfit from Super Mario Brothers and doing versions of choreography.
Yeah, yeah. You can find that on.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
You guys are singing. You're falling in love in this video.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yo, how great is that move when he does the pow 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 with the hands?
That was
and shit?
Crazy.
Maybe use that in the next tour. I don't know.
I see it.
Steal
man.
It. Go for it. All right. Good. All right, and then I
saw the gift, man. I saw the gift.
I saw the gift. And then I ride at him like a horse, which
that was more of a bucket list thing for me. And I was like, I need a dwarf to ride me like a horse.
Chick?
Oh yeah, that's a drunk girl in her underwear in the background.
And then she kind of got away because she has to play a different character. She kind of snuck out.
You came up at a time where you could still have a private life. A little bit, and people wouldn't exactly know about everything that you're doing at every single moment.
Donnie Wahlberg makes the point where, you know, yes, there was less, but if you were in the top, the 1% of celebrity or whatever, you were fucked, you know what I mean? Because everybody was on you, and the story lasted longer. Nowadays, something happens.
Yeah.
It's gonna last for half a day.
So like,
and it's over.
Yeah. So like, Justin Bieber gets a speeding ticket the next day. Taylor Swift has a weird reaction.
The longest lasting story in pop culture right now, and it's basically over, was the Miley Cyrus thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It lasted for what, 3 days?
Tops.
Two,
and it's height 3 days.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. There are people who just don't catch on.
It was huge.
Yeah.
For 3 days. Yeah.
Right.
I mean, done.
3 days. Yeah.
Done.
In and out.
So back then. If you're on the cover of Star for doing some crazy shit, that was like at least a week, 2 weeks, and then you were like
giving a handy for a Fig Newton. I don't know. I can't remember what was going on, but I'm just trying to, you know.
Exactly.
But somebody was doing it.
But
it was a huge deal because there was also word of mouth was like there was no way to just like go online and find out about it. You had to be around people that somehow that read the magazines or whatever.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
it would slowly spread as to now it's just instant. Everyone hears about it, but then something else happens in 3 hours, and everything, everyone hears about that.
Exactly.
If you had to sit down with the guys who were in like One Direction right now, and you had like any advice for them,
I had to.
Yeah, well, right.
If you get to, fellas, come on out. I've been sitting in my kitchen for the last 20 minutes.
would there be?
I wish I knew their names right now, but
it's Kenny. Don Pepino.
What is a pizza company?
Joey Pantalone.
Joey Pantalone.
Sal. What would I say to them?
Yeah, if you had advice for the young pop stars today,
it's a great question.
Really?
Sure.
I've heard it about a million fucking times.
I'm sorry.
That
was me acting, Joe. That was me acting.
It was very convincing.
Maybe there's a part of that sitcom for me.
Oh, that was awesome. Well, you've been supportive, so I didn't know you guys support each other.
Sure,
or,
yeah.
You know.
Well, no.
People have asked you that. That has to be rude.
I shouldn't have said that.
No, it's okay, and I get it, because as a comic that does radio, people come out and tell them, you're a midget. What's that like?
Oh,
and
you've got to go into that a service by asking the question.
Sure.
And I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, but you're right. But that is
rude.
But one of the things we pride ourselves on is not asking the same. Well,
you got to keep a balance. You know?
Sure.
Maybe here's a better question. How nervous were you to come out after Mickey Mouse at the Super Bowl in 1991?
Come out? I was a little scared there.
He's like, to follow
Wrong
on the
new
same.
Kid.
He's like, hey, man, I got three kids. It's cool. Yeah. No.
Shit, that didn't work, huh? Masquerade is over. Yeah.
That's to me, that seems like the biggest stage. But I mean, obviously, there's all the arenas and everything.
Well,
the Super Bowl,
that's why we were in 1990. We were, well, that was in 90, like early 91.
91, yeah.
Yeah. That was when we were like, fuck, we're tired of being fucking teeny boppers, and we're tired of this shit. And
same like my
not. We're playing the fucking Super Bowl, dude. We are the halftime act, and we could give a fuck. Like, everybody's like, this is ridiculous. And we have fucking kids around us. And like, that's a tough part of being that. You know what I mean? It's like.
That's why Miley's licking a fucking hammer. Because she's like,
I'm done with it.
Right.
I'm done with it. And that's the only way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
She happens to be a really good singer and a really good performer, mm-hmm. and she's got balls.
Not really. No, but
she's got a lot of guts to do what she's doing. People might not agree with it, but like if you look at what she's done before that and like her performances, they've been really good, and she's done that. So it's like, let's go. You know what I mean? Let's mix it up.
And there comes a point in your career where you realize that if you hit it big as young as you guys did and as young as Miley does, you go, you can't be the 15-year-old forever.
No.
You can't be in that box. You do grow up. You do evolve.
Yeah.
And you have to experience that with the audience. Yeah, there's always going to be pushback. People going,
you
can
do that.
She's the sweetest person. Yeah. She should just remain that. No. If she's out there partying and living life, sing about that. It's fine.
Yeah.
We all grow up. Well, I didn't really grow up that much, but midget thing, but yeah,
I think specifically with her, just because we're talking about it, but I think unfortunately she has. It doesn't matter when it comes to YouTube hits and all that stuff, but it's a shame. It's like, why lick the sledgehammer? You know what I'm saying?
We're back to
Did
it.
Did you
man.
Have to fucking lick the sledgehammer?
You didn't have to.
You know what I'm saying?
Where's Billy Ray at that point?
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
I think of him all the time because I'm like, what the fuck? He must be fucking.
You know what? That's the advice for One Direction. Now you don't have to fucking keep giving this. You just say, if Katie Couric sits down with you and goes, Joey, what would you tell One Direction? And this is, you know,
don't
lick
the sledgehammer.
Don't lick the sledgehammer, man. That's your advice for it. See? I'm telling you, man.
See, I got the answer to my question out.
Thank you.
Don't lick the sledgehammer.
Because guess what? Not only is that like funny, but that's like actually great advice.
I don't tweet that much, but every once in a while I do. And I'm like a month late on that.
What is your Twitter handle?
At Joey McIntyre. J-O-E-Y.
Hey, about last night, listeners, tweet at Joey McIntyre.
Hashtag don't lick
the sledgehammer. So
I like Miley Cyrus' Wrecking Ball vid, but I wish she didn't lick the sledgehammer.
God, you fucking really been obsessing over this shit.
Hashtag from avant-garde to avant what? Anyways, but
hilarious. Now, were there other groups that were? I mean, because pairing with 98 Degrees and Boyz II Men was kind of genius because you're all like different. You're all bringing a different flavor. But were there other groups on the like the same way that like you know? I'm sure. You know, like Harrison Ford wasn't the first choice for Indiana Jones. So, like, I'm sure there are other guys in line. Like, were there other people where you're like, hey, let's see if we can get Hanson and fucking B.B. Mac and maybe fucking
take that
and maybe Tevin Campbell.
Yeah.
I'm really pulling them out. Maybe,
I love it. I love it.
Maybe, you know, Will Smith's kid. I don't know who you're looking at. But I'm just saying, were there choices that.
Well.
Or people that hit you up?
First of all, I mean, Boyz II Men, you. mean, yeah, that's the first choice, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
That's the first choice. I mean, they're amazing. And
were you a fan of theirs when you were coming up?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean,
I'll Make Love to You is that's a great song. If that doesn't work on your woman, you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
It's terrible.
Yeah. I mean, they're just phenomenal. So it was great to have them. And 98 Degrees, you know, they hadn't been together for 10 years. And the fact that they got back together and this was their first tour was cool. And they have a lot of great fans and they're good guys. And it was just, you know, you look for different sparks, you know?
Yeah.
Now, when you're in a band with that many people, how's the dichotomy of like if you have an idea for a song or a dance move or a direction for the band, do you feel free to voice your opinion or it's like I need to shut up and just kind of let this happen?
No, I mean we hooked up when we got back together in 2008 with an amazing choreographer that just his name's Kevin Maher and he's from LA and works a ton but he got that we were like, you know, don't run around like crazy little kids anymore, but kind of refined. We're actually dancing more now than we did back in the day, but, you know, to kind of just make the right fit. You don't want to overdo it.
Right.
As far as production-wise, we hooked up with some really good production people. Mm-hmm. It is a group. I mean, everybody plays a part. I mean, Donnie, I think, was just a born leader. I mean, from he was just a born leader. And sometimes that's a little difficult because I like to do my own thing too. But
sure,
shit, you know, it is what it is. I mean, he's a great leader and he's very talented and he's a great producer. And I learned to get my shit off. Yeah. I'm going to find ways to get my shit off personally. Yeah. So I'm satisfied. Mm-hmm. And then, you're going to have some arguments about the group dynamic and how we're going to do it. But for the most part, Donnie takes a big lead. And then, you know, Jordan's kind of like the lead singer, so he's got plenty of work to do, and he does it so well.
Right.
Shows up every night, and I do my thing. And then John and Danny do their thing too.
Whose choice was it to wear jean jackets from the get-go? Because that made me feel comfortable. I was a fat kid from fourth grade to sixth grade.
Hey,
and guess what, Joe?
I rocked the
jeans. Covered it up with the jean. Yo, hey, for all you fat kids out there, wear a jean jacket and some hammer pants. And kids will start going, hey, what's that kid got in his lunchbox? Instead of that, they'll go, hey, what's that kid got in his closet? Because he's dressing the fuck out of those clothes.
That's nice, dude.
Yeah, dude. I was...
I never rocked the hammer pants, though.
What?
What were they? Jams? They were
never got into
like...
it? What was it? Jams or Zumba Z pants?
How do you not remember? There was even a Bernstein Bears buys their kids hammer pants. You don't remember that fucking book? You said you read them all. You fucking liar. You know what? But you know, but the jean jacket though, that was whose call was that? Katie Couric hasn't asked you that question.
Well, it was wide open back in 88, 89.
It was.
I mean, you could just go anywhere you want. We were still I you sound like remember growing up, are you fucking how old are you? 30?
62, man.
You don't
I guess
right?
Your next
great.
I guess
you're like
your next
a matinee idol. He can't say how old
I'm 31.
Okay, you're a fucking baby. I just turned 40, so it's like we're complete different.
If you look younger than I am, and you're in way better shape.
You're a fucking man. I look like a little pipsqueak still. You like go out for man rolls. I'm like,
we'll be right back with Adam Ray and Joey McIntyre. Won't take a fucking compliment. But dude, but the jean jacket thing. It's like I guess I was surprised you guys didn't wear them at the
back
concert
because
that was a part of the nostalgia shit.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah, we did a little bit of that. I mean, but yeah, the jean jacket's cool, but. You know, you have to stay away from the jean sandwich, right? With the jeans on the bottom and then the jeans top.
Well, because then you end up...
But I rocked that for a while. That was solid.
And people loved it.
Yeah.
High fucking waist.
Oh, yeah, dude.
You have the jean
bottom, right? No belt.
You have the jean bottom.
What a bold move.
Jean bottom combined.
Staying up on their own.
Combined with the jean top. Then you're going into Jay Leno territory.
There was a lot of good about the 80s, but the end, we fucking brought it out with a fucking vengeance, man. Kill this decade. But the 90s sucked, dude.
Did they?
For about everything.
What?
You didn't like them?
Fuck the 90s, dude.
I was just about to ask if you'd host my new show, Fuck the 90s.
That was your era, both of you.
Yeah,
right.
That was your shit. Your 90s is my 80s. So
gotcha.
What I was going to say is going back to the 70s, like when I was growing up and even in the 90s, looking back, I'm like, Look at those idiots. Like, oh, the 70s are great and the rock and right. all. And they're all fucking old and yeah. fucking mm-hmm. drunks and what the fuck, you know? And,
they're licking the hammer. They don't know what they're fucking doing. In 20 years, they'll look back being like,
dude, they wouldn't know I had fucking sledgehammer from I don't know what, a bottle of Jack Daniels. Yeah. So, but to me, the 80s, man,
that was
like
shit.
I'm such a geek. Like I listen to, you know, 80s, you know, dude, XM my, 80. That
80s is my shit, by the way. Like I'm a giant 90s. Like color me bad. Like you give me, you know, yeah. girl, you know, it feels so good. Fucking nice. I want to sex you up, man. Yeah. But then, you know, I'll take a little, you know, get out of my dreams. Get into my car, yeah. Billy Ocean.
Fuck yeah.
I'll fucking, you know.
I'm talking too much. I want to sing with you, man. But I'm blowing my voice out because I'm so excited. I'm talking about all this shit.
You guys, well, you want to sing together?
You want to stuffed up because I had a drink? I'm a pathetic right now.
Wait.
You sound great, man.
You wait. Are you just telling me you wanted to have a Billy Ocean sing along with me?
Oh fuck, Billy Ocean! You remember that video,
dude? Yes.
You were too young.
No, dude, my dad got me into Billy Ocean, man. All that shit. I'm telling you, the 80s, that's my, like, not, obviously, you know.
That was when videos are big.
Yeah.
But dude, there was a chick in that video that was hot, man.
Yeah.
That was when I was discovering myself.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Literally. To Billy Ocean? Wait, was I the first
not
thing?
Not Billy Ocean, the girl in Billy Ocean.
Wow, like, he helped you.
I got three kids. No, I'm kidding.
We just learned a lot about Joey McIntyre. Yeah.
Yo, how
right
about,
now.
Speaking of videos, how about when Lionel Richie with Hello follows around a blind woman for 2 weeks? She has no idea what's going on, and he's singing at her.
I know, stalking her, right?
Stalking her.
Remember when Stockholm was cool, man? It was all right.
Dude, but that song always blew days. My mind. And I talk about this in my act out, like how, because he was singing, he's like, you know, hello, is it me you're looking for? It's like, dude, she's blind. She's trying to find a door handle to grab a hold to because she doesn't know where the fuck she is. How narcissistic are you, man?
I know. It's like, she's not looking for something. No. She's blind. She's not. It looks like she's looking for
it
something.
It looks like she's got that
the
look like
doorknob. Oh my God.
She's looking for a curb so she doesn't trip and fall.
Why didn't we get that back then? That's right? What Twitter is good for.
Yeah.
It,
calling
it
people out on
the
shit.
Checking,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
no.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
No, you see that, yeah, and you're like, God, he loves her so much. It's like, you, dude, he's stalking her, man.
Yeah.
But that's when stalking was cool.
Yeah.
But, like don't look at the sledgehammer, kids.
Stalking just happened for a couple of.
Now, what music in the '80s were you? What music in the '80s did you really like? Were you into like the hair metal, the pop stuff, the
everything? I mean, not like I was never a Iron Maiden guy or anything. I had seven older sisters, so it was all about like
okay,
you had to dance to it. So it was Lionel Richie, Michael Jackson, the Gap Band, you know, Kool and the Gang,
oh great,
you know, shit like that. And so it was
little Hall & Oates maybe.
Oh fuck yeah. Good songs, man. I'm such a geek when that shit comes on.
Like what are your go to? Like if you're when you're doing your Bowflex and you're getting ready for your tour, yeah. right?
Getting ready for your shirt.
I'm not
your
not a music guy moment. Though. I'm not like a muso. Like I'm not
right.
Like,
but when you're practicing your New Kid thrust in the mirror, which I know you do,
okay.
And like what do you got going on in the background? Like what's a song that you just
hello?
And no. You stalk yourself.
Yeah.
No, but like what's like a 80s song that you just love and you like from the get go and you still love it.
Fuck, there's so many though.
I know.
What's that song? No one ever.
Yeah.
Is that, no, Joe, that's not Joe Jackson, is it?
Is it?
Fuck. But you know, songs like that where they were just like how about. But remember when dudes would sing
yeah.
back mm-hmm. in the 80s.
Yeah.
They're not, and then the fucking 90s came in.
I was screaming at somebody.
I'm a lead singer. Or, and then it turned in.
Oh, the nasally shit, the whiny stuff.
And then,
right.
Spoken from a guy who talks like this, but.
No.
But back in the 80s, like, dudes weren't afraid to fucking sing.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. bitches. They yeah. didn't care. They yeah. sang. Yeah. And
Steven
I love
Tyler.
That. Steven Tyler. I
rips
mean, sure. Everybody.
Like, yeah.
Foreigner, like, on and on and on.
Night.
All of them, though.
Feels like the first
all
time.
All of them. Whitesnake, on and on. I mean, these guys fucking sang their asses off. Who sings like that anymore?
Yeah. You don't have that guys like that.
Good answer, dude.
Well, maybe Ruben
Stutter.
Hashtag.
You know what I mean? Like,
And
dude, you're gonna fucking change the game of Twitter
with
hashtags.
Did you say Ruben stutter?
I did, maybe. I did. I Ruben. I stuttered. Callback. I Ruben stuttered. Yeah.
But yeah, that's right. Like now with all the stuff, with all the computers and the synthesizers and the voice adjustments and the auto tone,
you can kind of tell.
Like
now.
Yeah, well, because guys are faking it, but you couldn't fake it back in the 80s. You didn't have that thing that could do.
It's a badge of.
So you had Vince Neil, even though he's hard rock or just going. Right. Like just doing those
and just
belting stuff out. So I agree with you on that one, yeah. Joey McIntyre. Now you guys hinted at singing together, doing like duets. I think that has to happen.
Do you have any sort of little like?
Yeah. What? I'll go for
just
it,
from the same. I told you I'm a big karaoke dude.
Okay.
I did it at this place in Billings, Montana, called Crystal. When I was there doing stand up,
Billings is beautiful, man.
Gorgeous. And this place called Crystal, they call it Crystal Joe because everyone there is on crystal meth. And you haven't lived until you've seen a guy in his 60s singing Hanson's Umbop on Crystal
Meth
at 5 a.m.
They call the bar Crystal?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. It's okay. Called Crystal because 70% of the people are, their heart is sweating. if that's what happens. But
because
you hosted Say What Karaoke.
So you guys want to just like take a line in a line or like do.
I think we'll just see
things?
What happens. I think
let's
we should
see
just
what
let
happens.
The,
yeah. Kick it off. Though.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, here we go.
Right, you know the shit, right?
You go for the right. For the.
I'm trying to make you
cream
cry.
Of the crop. Oh man,
we don't even talk anymore. Yeah, we don't even know what we are about. Don't even say I love you no more.
Let Joey get in here, buddy.
Oh, you got the lyrics.
Yeah,
cause saying I would feel is no
longer. Okay, I got this.
Take it, Joey.
Some people work things out and some just don't know how to change. Let's do it till the water runs dry.
Are we singing harmony or are we just going to go?
We don't much our whole lives pass us by.
Pass us by, baby.
Let's do it till the water runs dry. We'll make the biggest mistake of our lives. Don't do it, baby. Ooh.
There he is. Yeah. Shut up, Adam. We got Joey here.
Oh, yeah.
Joey, you got this. You got this.
Keep going. Oh. Oh, shit.
I can see the tears in our eyes.
I thought we were just going to fade out.
Now, here
right
we go.
There.
But with another pain that lies deep in our heart. Maybe there's a pain we can
I love that I just tore with these guys.
Yeah. Here we go. You got this. Torn apart. Why do we hate each other? Why do we push?
Okay. Oh, you suck, man.
Let's not wait till the water runs dry.
No, baby.
We might watch our whole lives pass us by.
We might watch our lives.
Let's don't wait till.
I could have sang this all summer fucking voice of men. Instead, I'm sitting here.
But now you're doing it with Mr.
It
Adam
with
Ray.
You.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That was incredible.
I thought we finished.
After Don't Lick the Sledgehammer?
Excuse me. We started strong.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we came out of the gates firing.
That's the thing about licking the sledgehammer. It's like, just don't lick the sledgehammer.
That's
you know
the thing
mean?
About doing it. That might be the best thing I've ever heard.
Here's the thing about licking the sledgehammer.
Don't lick the sledgehammer.
Just don't do it.
I think
that's a great.
I think the duet of Adam Ray and Joey McIntyre is a great place for us to sign off.
Can
on
I be
that,
honest? I found my new audio Hanukkah card. Yeah, I send one out every year, Joe, and you're getting one.
Wow.
And it's gonna be that shit.
I'm gonna want to do like you know.
Cover Hava Nagila for
can
me?
Can I do some posts on that?
Yeah, you can throw in some auto tune on it if you want.
Yeah. Joey, where can our listeners find you at in terms of website, Twitter,
man.
All that jazz?
Where can they find me where I don't reply back to them?
No.
They know that. I say that.
Sure.
I reply to 5 people a year, actually.
Wow. Well, you could be one of those lucky 5 if you tweet them at Joey McIntyre.
I retweet about 20 other tweets a year.
Wow.
So that's pretty good.
You think we can get one in before the new year?
Fuck yeah, man.
Fuck yeah, dude.
There you
yeah.
go.
That's a joke, yeah. I know.
The thing is, it's because where we sat down yeah. and we broke bread.
Totally, dude.
So mm-hmm. to speak. Totally. You know what I mean?
Sorry, I didn't
you
have know. Any. I actually got some day old holla if you want it.
Well, I think breaking bread and I think pouring gin might be a little better than breaking bread.
Totally. Yeah, a little gin and juice, and if I was able to do that with every say,
with every
see,
tweet?
It's a little impersonal.
Yeah. Totally,
mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
I do totally.
That's so that's the tough thing is I can't break through the impersonalness of yeah. it all.
Because even when you're doing a show for 40,000, you still feel like there's a connection with those.
I'm there. Yeah, yeah, in the fucking room. I see you. Yeah. Hello.
You're all experiencing.
Is it me you're looking for?
Yeah. You know?
Shit, man. Not to bring it back to Lionel, but I feel like we're heading that way.
Way to fucking bring it back, dude. Way to bring it back.
Dude, no. I can't thank you enough for fucking doing this,
hey,
man.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah. You killed it.
Listen, if Paul Feig was in this chair, I mean, you know.
Would you do another movie if he asked you to? For sure, right? Yeah, dude.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Of course
you
would.
You actually were serious when you asked that question.
Of course you would.
I don't know if he'd be insulted or, you know.
Yeah, you want to be another $200 million movie? Of course he does.
No,
that,
he's...
Right?
He's that was just, it was fun, man.
DVD comes out in a couple weeks.
Really?
Yeah, it's gonna crush, dude.
Oh, dude.
It's gonna fucking
did you see
murder,
any of
dude.
The did you see the any of the
bloopers?
Yeah,
yeah. I saw that thing. I do.
Yeah, they have
it.
To. Yeah, they have to. Yeah.
They're like, is it okay if we include you in this? I'm like, yeah. Can you have more of me in the DVD?
I know.
Nah, let me think
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. There's some funny shit.
There, dude, I mean, I'm sure with that family scene, I can't imagine what you... Because it was you, Bill Burr, Nate Corddry, Jane Curtin, Michael Rappaport.
So all you guys all going funny. Back
when
and
he's
forth.
Like, did I not say knock? Like,
no, that was the crew t-shirt. Yeah, are you a knock? You know, that's kind of like, you know.
What are the staples? We were talking about this actually just real quick, but like the Boston staples of like we were saying that like to get into the accent, if there's like what you would say like, don't park your car and have
it.
Like,
say, you know, wicked pisser, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Now, which is cool. Like, it's not a pisser.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's wicked pisser. You know what I mean? It's an adjective.
You fucking
adjective.
Idiots out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, get it right.
But pisser, fucking...
No, man.
I don't know. Yeah.
Sorts.
It's really an attitude. If you can get the attitude of like, who the fuck do you think you are? You know what I mean? Like, who are you?
He's right. And,
oh,
and
I fucking
he's right
know
there.
You. Oh, yeah, you were there. No, I wasn't. Yeah, you were. It was you.
There's
you
a lot
fucking,
of that, isn't there?
I remember. Yeah, you fucking.
A lot
you,
of the Boston
you were
attitude.
Trying to fucking what? Talk to my sister, and I fucking no, that wasn't me.
That
dude.
Wasn't
yes,
me, though.
Yes, you
were.
You were
trying to talk to
you.
My sister. She would not lie to me.
Yeah.
It's a lot of the Bobby De Niro analyze.
Exactly.
That. You. It's, you're
it's,
good. You.
It's go to lunch. It's go to lunch.
Yeah.
But with a Boston accent, like, fucking, yeah. No, 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 no.
You had the potato salad last week. I remember.
Yeah.
You ate the whole thing. Dude, that wasn't me. I know fucking potato salad when I see it go in a man's mouth, and that was fucking you. Dude, it really wasn't. I'm allergic to potatoes. So.
Right, right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, we certainly hope this podcast didn't lick the sledgehammer.
I don't think it did.
No, man. No. We're way below
we're
the sledgehammer.
Below. Yeah.
Comfortably below the sledgehammer.
Yeah. Is that a short joke? Is that, yeah. below, yeah. Well played,
should,
dude.
Should I be insulted by
no,
this?
No, you shouldn't. You should be.
That's the other thing. Do you guys connect?
Great question.
We do.
That's awesome.
We all like
I fucking would, right?
Yeah, it's the same 12 guys at every audition. So it's like, oh, yeah,
dude,
Brad, you again.
He went out, what did you say? You went out on
but
four Elf
big,
commercials.
How big is the community? Does it go?
Oh, it's nationwide. There's something called LPA, which is a... Little People of America,
yep.
And we all like socialize through that. There's
That's
a
awesome.
There's a dating website called datealittle.com.
No, there isn't.
Not making that up.
Wow.
So Joey, if things don't work out with your lovely wife and you want to date a little person, just go to datealittle.com. And
can I make a suggestion?
Go for it.
The next New Kids music video, all little people, for each one of you, just lip syncing and dancing to whatever this.
Awesome, dude. I'm up for it.
Woo! I'm getting a job.
What was I heard some like rumor that like Nick Carter's or Nick one of the actually got beat up because he was like wait what, right
we wanted to comment on that but no one
no
we
Aaron
just
Carter
it better to let
Nick
it
Carter's
die.
Brother
yes.
got beat up because
yes.
a group of male not even female male yeah. New Kids fans yeah. were like you hey this is New Kid territory
yeah, exactly
hey
is that true story
hey Carter I don't care if you're Coach Carter starring
that's what,
Samuel
that's
Jackson
what that's
yeah.
what Aaron said that's what Aaron said
wow
we, you know but
dude, that's not true
but. Obviously, but we had this debate in the New Kids dressing room. You know, Danny was like, he's fucking out of his mind. Yeah. So he didn't say that. And I'm like, but wait a minute. I think personally, if it did happen, it was the Boston sense of humor. Like they got out of a bar. They saw Aaron fucking. I know, you know, the kind of guys that you fucking deal with. Like, hey, you fucking cocksucker. Get the fuck out of here. This is new kids fucking territory.
How great is that, by the way?
Laughing their asses off, right?
Yeah.
Like, who fucking said that?
It's,
like,
it's a boy band gang war.
And he stuck up for
the funniest thing you could say. It's hilarious. That thing.
It's new kids territory.
Yeah,
it's
like,
great,
get out of here. It's like,
it's Jets versus Sharks.
When you're a new kid, you're a new kid all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day.
Nice.
Yeah, but that one out. Well, you obviously have some diehard fans. I will fully admit I had a New Kids lunchbox when I was a kid.
Wow.
You're damn right I did.
That's deep, man.
I rocked it. I rocked
it. That's heavy.
I rocked it, sir.
Thank you.
Too bad you didn't bring it.
But they were plastic. But they were plastic.
Blow on it or something?
Oh, yeah.
They weren't hardcore tin ones. Right.
Craziest fan story. Like, I mean, you guys were at Beatlemania point at one point. I'm assuming you've seen girls pass out, people trying to attack you, jump on stage. I mean, now we're in
a, waiting outside hotels. I'm sure you have just a couple. Just
does one come to
stories.
Mind, or just any, or I mean, even a...
Well, we have a couple of standard ones, but the one kind of belongs to me because I was in we were in Korea, and we got back from the gym, and I go into my room, and I get undressed, I'm butt naked, I go in to take a shower
get
after
out the
bow
gym. Flex, yeah.
And this is pre bow flex. You had to go to the gym back
hey,
then.
Hey, tweet at Joey hashtag pre bow flex. Yeah.
And so I go into the bathroom and
thinking you got privacy.
I go to close the door, and there's two Korean schoolgirls behind the door. Now, that looks like every guy's fucking dream, right?
I'm pretty sure I rented that 2 weeks ago.
With Danny Glover.
When it happens to you, it scares the shit out of you. And I scream like a bitch, and I grabbed the towel, and I ran down the fucking hallway. And they were like,
yeah, because you don't know what they could be there to high-five you or to fucking stab you.
Or, but you don't know they're there. I don't care what it is. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? If it's a fucking puppy, it's going to fucking scare
also,
you.
Wait, so you open... Also,
so
that's
the close the door. They're behind it. They were in.
Oh, that's even creepier, dude.
Scared the shit out of me, dude.
Oh shit! So how'd they get it? Well, you don't know, obviously. But...
I think I left my door open because we used to have security on the floor, and I don't know.
Under all sorts of crazy aliases, right? I hear people doing that, probably like Bert Schmigglecock or
dumb
something.
Dumb ones that are so obvious. If they get the, it's like, but if they get the room list, it's going to be obvious who it is. It's got like 20 regular names and then five names that are
right.
Like,
and then you have like, okay, Captain Crunch is on floor five.
Harry Balls.
What was that one you used?
Yeah, that's.
You were Harry Balls from 98 to 2002.
Danny's
going
to have to change his next door. Right now it's Harry Balls.
Well played.
That is insider information you can only get right here on the About Last Night podcast.
He'll be happy that he gets to think of a new one.
Well, I'm sure he can go with like Seymour Butts or something like that. Yeah. There's classics out there.
Bend over.
Mike Hunt.
Mike Hunt. Which, by the way, hey, he's actually a Belgium drummer. Mike Hunt.
Really?
Yeah. It's Mike Hunt, but he's always getting like mixed up for it. So that's not true at all. That's acting 101, Joe. So let me know when that Jewish deli owner opens up on the McCarthys.
Just the sublime, placid eyelids that you have. Just really
the placid eyelids. I'll take it, man.
Joey, my friend, it has been an absolute pleasure having you.
I don't want it to end.
We have fun.
We keep going.
I know. I'm good. I think I might be able to sleep in my bed. I got there's like a window there, you know what I mean?
Dude, for sure.
If I can get in before 9:30, it's good. Otherwise, I'm in the guest house because don't wake my wife up.
For real?
Oh, yeah. She's a light sleeper.
Well, yeah, and then with three kids, she's not sleeping that much. So if she's down, I get it.
All right, so you got enough time to get home, right?
Oh, yeah.
Make it happen.
We're good.
All right. Can I be honest? I wake up every morning, I look at myself in the mirror, and I go, do you believe in love after love?
Nice, dude.
Fucking reach up.
I like
man.
The love.
Love. Yeah, yeah, you can't say the full word, man, because if you really know what love is, you know what it is. You know how to spell it.
You don't have to fucking.
You have to fucking sound it out.
Enunciate.
Do you believe in love? Maybe I do. Maybe love is
you're
a kid.
Open.
Maybe love is a kid climbing up a fucking Montgomery Hill. What's a marathon? What's the hill?
Maybe love
is a kid born without legs trying to scoot up the hill.
If you say that. You know, you wake up and the girl's there, and you're just like, "What? Did you just say love?" And you're like, "No, I said fucking love. What are you talking about?"
I said I love you.
Love. I just fucking met you. What the fuck? Love.
Come on, guy.
Love.
Can I love you right now?
You don't know. All
Let's
the kids
get to
are
know each other.
It.
Yeah.
Love.
Let's maybe go get some breakfast.
That's some buckwheat shit right there.
Some buckwheat shit.
Love you. I love you.
I love you. That was the best.
Please tweet at Joey McIntyre. Don't lick the sledgehammer. And follow him and continue to rate our podcast on iTunes. Listen to it. I hope you guys have enjoyed this interview. I've loved every second of it.
Man.
Joey McIntyre, once again, thank you for being here.
And if you can smell that, that's the cinnamon pecan swirl.
So many people will comment on those damn candles.
Joe, let me tell you something.
Candlelight.
Joe, I got
candlelight,
these
candlelight. You can get that anywhere.
I got these candles when I first moved in here like 3 months ago. And I'm not a giant candle guy, but I was fucking erotic, man.
A giant candle.
But I got two jar candles. You know, Taron Killam from SNL, who's in the movie with us, right?
Yes.
He was here 2 weeks ago, and we talked about jar candles for 10 minutes because I go, Taron, are you a candle guy? He goes, no, and I don't feel totally comfortable that you just asked me that. And dude, he goes, these aren't just like, what is that one? Pecan swirl?
Cinnamon pecan swirl.
Cinnamon pecan swirl. Right.
Eat that fucking thing.
This is the one I don't get. It's called apple pie, but there's a picture of a fucking waffle on the front. I think that's an Eggo waffle. Why isn't it called Eggo waffle? Because guess what? Wow. I would have bought it if it said Eggo waffle. Clearly, I bought it anyway because apple pie is also a scent that I'm a fan of.
All kinds of wrong. I don't get it.
Would you put, if that was called fruit by the foot, would you put a fucking Snickers bar on the cover?
Yeah. This one's got a double wick, too. Fucking double wicker.
You know what that means? That guy started to overcompensate for his smell.
But only one's,
oh my
one's
God.
Lit.
Oh, my God. Dude,
you're fucking up the whole thing. The wax reservoir is fucking... you're going to lose a wick here on this one, dude.
It's a fucking double wicker, kid.
You're fucking losing a wicker. You're going to lose a wicker. I'm just saying.
Right now.
It's none of my fucking business, dude. But
no, it's hey. I'm doing just fine.
Stay up on your wicks.
How come there was no New Kids candle?
Oh, I'm sure there was.
I'm sure there are. You guys had everything. Did you have a cereal?
No.
But you had everything else.
Everything else.
Yeah, the dolls, you had lunchboxes and backpacks.
I wouldn't be surprised if we had a cereal. I'm not going to go on record but as saying we didn't.
Joey McFlakes?
Fuck, I don't know, man.
Look at the fucking... Dude, you can...
Dude, I don't fucking know, man. All right, there's probably a...
We
there's
made
probably
it through,
something
man.
Out
we
there
survived.
To pour milk on.
Whatever there was, we survived.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yahtzee.
Yahtzee. Don't lick the sledgehammer.
If you like listening to comedy,
try watching it
on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore. Because it's here. And it's funny. And I love you.